An old disease in almonds is becoming more prevalent. It's called band canker, and it infects young almond trees. With us is Thamus Michaelides. He's a UC Davis plant pathologist based at the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Parlier, which is southeast of Fresno. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Thamus.
Oh, good to be with you, Patrick.
Band canker on almonds, old problem. We're seeing some new issues, especially on young almond orchards. So what are we looking at? What's going on?
Well, this was a very old disease and almost like forgotten, but now we have major problems, particularly in the young orchards. First leaf, second leaf, third leaf, even you can find it up to 6 years old trees.
So Thamus, is this being caused by a fungus or bacteria?
This is a fungal disease caused by a group of fungi, which is Fusariaceae fungi, that have become very, very common in major crops like grapes, almonds, pistachios, walnuts, avocados, citrus, etc., etc. So they have a large host range. At least we counted more than 35 different plant species, and now in every time you see reports on the Butchersphere disease on new crops.
My God, it just keeps growing and growing. Wow. Sleeping giant?
That's a sleeping giant, and the sleeping giant, of course, is the spore inoculum that resides outside and also inside the orchards, and waits for the right conditions, which are wetness and also high temperatures.
And you say this is a new, unusual observation, band canker on almonds. What does it look like?
Well, it looks like it develops first like a ring, a canker that is like a horizontal canker on the trunks of the trees. Produces sap. It's a disease that can kill young trees in the orchards.
And so it can produce a ring of sap around the trunk. So when a tree is infected, there's no cure. It'll die. Huh?
Once we have the cankers developed in the trunks of the trees, there's no cure. But we can prevent it by doing the management of irrigation, trying to keep the trunks of the trees dry. And also with a new approach now we follow, and we find this disease in younger orchards. Before we see any symptoms, that's the way now to develop protective sprays in order to avoid the development of the disease in young trees.
So Thamus, it's important to keep the water off the trunks.
Yeah, once you have the water and the temperature is right above 50 degrees Fahrenheit, the conidia, the spores of this fungi, will germinate. And in fact, in these vigorous varieties we have now, through the growth cracks.
So Thamus, that's where the spores are getting into, these growth cracks on these vigorous varieties. So it looks like this is getting more serious, huh?
It's getting more serious, especially now because we see that the disease is uniformly distributed throughout the orchard, which indicates to me perhaps that the inoculum is in the trees and not coming from the outside sources. The young trees, the first leaf orchard that showed that the pathogens were there is a little problematic. And I mean, the next step is to analyze trees from the nurseries and see if if the pathogens are there or not. And if they're there, we can develop control measures before symptoms develop. If they're not there, that would be a good way to know. I mean, this will be good information.
Thamus, how interesting, and I hope we can find a way to manage band canker in almonds. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
I'm very pleased, Patrick, for inviting me to present this. I'm really excited with the new research, and I think we're doing the research that will help the almond growers and will prevent this disease happening in the young orchards.